Tamo de maboy. And that is where we go to stop that song, because
that's how we come in.
Oh man, I am so disappointed in these niggas again.
Again.
I express my disappointment in no. I ain't dealing with y'all. You can handle them. But at first we had a segment about Simps and Pimps, right?
Simps and Pimps.
And it was, I guess, pertaining to actions of celebrity actions, right?
Yeah.
All right. So,
I think it's keeping it like that for now.
Yeah, we'll just keep it at that. But right now, this is aimed at just regular niggas. Like, y'all getting out of hand. Y'all just doing just the simplest simp shit ever, bro. Like, for what? For what? Like, I love a woman with confidence, but y'all just inflating women's heads beyond proportions now, and it's out of control.
Nah, for real, man. The game is rigged. Yo, this shit is looking like the USA team of the Olympics right now. Not looking good.
Like, y'all niggas have fucked the game up. Fucked it up. Beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
And it's sad. Like, it used to just be prostitutes and Johns. Now, y'all niggas paying for anything to get a female's attention. And I mean anything. I just heard a story about a female talking about a nigga paying for her fucking phone number.
Yeah, man.
Her digits.
And did she say how much the man paid?
It was over $250.
$250 just for 10 numbers.
He paid for her phone number. He paid to take her to the club. Paid to walk in the club with her. Paid for her liquor.
Yeah.
And she had no interactions with him after that night. Didn't even fuck this man.
Yeah, it came up. A check.
And she did all this because she needed funds.
Yeah, for sure.
Niggas are out here paying for time.
That's definitely what my best friend was just saying right here.
What?
Niggas pay women to step on their back with heels is believable. Words from my bestest. You know what I'm saying? The trillest nigga.
As a male, I am disappointed in my gender.
Yeah, man. It's slow for us out here, you know? And
women. I don't think men know.
It's slow for us right now.
I don't think men realize that women outnumber us.
They don't realize that.
Picture this. A lot of men are killed day by day. A lot of men are in jail.
Night by night.
Night by night. A lot of men are gay. Do you know how much vagina is in the world? And men are out here paying for phone numbers. Paying for coochie, paying for opportunities to even engage with the woman. Why?
Niggas are gay.
If that woman don't want you, my brother, move on to the next. If that woman says no, move on to the next. Is that simple? It's not that hard to face rejection and move on to the next.
that a lot of men don't know how to handle rejection, yo. Said they daddies have walked out their life. That's the biggest rejection they done got.
I don't know.
You said it's bad right now. She said you sound like a preacher.
Because high peoples to see men that so called have penises just go out like this is embarrassing, bro. Cause I knew when I was coming up, you know how we got our women walking up and spitting game. It wasn't no money given.
It was fun. That shit was sport too, man.
If we took an L, you know what we took it at? On the chin and kept it pushing. But no.
Hey man, two L's turned to a W in my book, man.
But no, niggas out here now, what are they doing? Oh, here, I'll pay your bill. You give me your phone number. What? Do I live in that house? Am I eating food out that fridge? No, I'm not. But these niggas, I'll cash app a bitch for I know this bitch.
No, that's absolutely right. Men have been demasculized, as bitch was saying. It is. There's definitely a gender switch.
That is very true. The gender switch is real. These niggas are the new bitches. And these women have become the new niggas.
They become the new No Limit Soldiers.
And they are really dominating these niggas. It's, because, back, yes, sucks, yes, before, men were getting money from these females back in the day. And these women are now pumping these niggas for all they got.
And some more shit. They kicking niggas out.
Driving these niggas' cars. Telling these niggas get the fuck out. Don't come back.
And then fucking the plug or their next best man in line, man.
And you know what? These niggas find out what they do. Come back.
Yeah.
Guess what? Niggas are fighting over women now. They not seeing it and keeping it moving. Remember, women used to fight over men. Men are fighting and killing over women now.
Yeah.
These men have turned into the now sensitive, emotional women. What has happened to the balls between your leg, my brother?
Somebody has to see that besides me, okay? I just want to let y'all see that.
That's all I got to ask.
I don't know, man. These niggas done motherfucking got inside their clits. Son, but it sucks. It's tough. And it's tough for a nigga like me who's honestly single out here. Single bachelor. No kids. And it's honorable niggas out here, but it's more simps than honorable niggas.
I agree. Because I can imagine that they probably have the expectation that you gonna send them money before you even get to know them. Picture that. That's why, honestly, I'm glad I'm out the gate. Because yeah, it'd be a cold day in hell if a bitch tell me I gotta pay a bill to get over that hill. Bitch, what?
She wants you to read that.
Which one? What? Where am I reading that?
But before she said, please tell me what I've read.
They have been demasculated?
Demasculized.
Oh, I don't know if that's... Well, yeah, I mean, they've been demasculated. Or demasculized. I don't know if that's a word, but yeah. But they definitely has been...
You know. Masculinity has declined.
Yes, men are not men, but y'all women have definitely took the reins of what those horses used to be. So, and it's crazy because, you know, and it's like the niggas who still act like what they used to be, you know, those are like rare breeds.
Yeah, man, it's
such a... ¿Qué pasa, amigo?
So, I just wanted to get on here to read my comment and elaborate about it. It says, by allowing women to be independent and allowing them to raise children without them, that gave them the battery for them to be more so without a nigga. Then niggas allowing them to be prostitutes for homes, shoes, etc., and a place to stay. We lost respect for niggas because all they want to do is, like, fuck for a place to stay. So, of course, that masculine card is going to be gone, because if a woman is supposed to be taking care of a nigga, that eliminates his whole masculinity. That means he's the bitch, and he's the one that's going to just be dropping the buff. That's it. He's not taking care of no type of home, no type of nothing. He gets no respect. And being as though nowadays niggas rap about a lot of that, because these women is really influenced by, like, fucking the music heavily, and they just allow the shit, dumb shit to come out their mouth, like, I mean, use a bitch drive a car or some shit like that. How can they ever take a man seriously and allow him to even be a man, because he don't even know what it is to be wrong? And they be gay because they be molested by their uncles and shit. That's why. That's all I had to say.
Now, okay, now in those situations, like you just said about where there's no man present, and y'all feel like y'all have to step up and be the, I guess, the woman and the man in that situation. So what if, per se, a man comes by willing to be the masculine man? Unplug it. Now what if he comes by willing to be the masculine man in that situation? Are y'all willing to take the back seat? Now, a lot of women aren't willing to take the back seat in that situation because y'all have been in that front seat for so long.
If I don't gotta go to work, what the fuck? I'm gonna be at home.
Now, I understand that, but a lot of women aren't willing to take that back seat because y'all been driving for so long.
Majority of the men nowadays, they don't have real responsibilities. So when given the opportunity to be responsible, aka take care of shit, he can't do it because they mothers can take care of him. They mother got an excuse as to why they can't do like 17 different things. That's why. So if you don't have to touch back on what you just said, to give a man the steer and would a steer. Women don't be having confidence in their men because they be lacking in a lot of areas.
I mean, all in all you can do is put that man that you're, I guess,
fucking
to the test at some point in time and see if he's capable of being in the front seat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can.
If
anybody
them. Right, because I mean. It's no point giving him the panty draws if you know he can't steer.
No, they can give him the panty draws if they want to give him panty draws, because they want to give him panty draws. But to have him permanently getting the panty draws, or like moving up to another level aside of just busting a nut, is job difficult, because girl, leave me alone. I'm not coming to the baby shark. A lot of girls, they never had a father figure. Nor have they ever seen nobody love their mother properly. So when it comes for them to receive it or be submissive, they don't know how to, because they don't allow themselves to.
Now, at what point does that come when y'all have to grow up and realize that it's me and I need to fall back? I said, at what point do y'all realize that it's me and I need to fall back and realize that I need to change myself and learn how to submit?
I can't speak for all women, but for myself, it will take self-reflection. Like, a lot of women don't know how to take accountability when they're wrong, but they don't feel like they're wrong because they so big on being in control. So they will have to sit back and like, am I the fucking problem? Or what could I do to be a solution to the problem?
See,
instead of being the problem.
Y'all motherfuckers don't ever think y'all the goddamn problem. You know why? Y'all always think y'all the solution. Y'all think y'all God's gift.
First of all, don't say y'all. Say women.
Yeah, that's y'all.
I can tell when I'm wrong, okay? Like,
y'all think y'all God's gift.
We bleed for 7 days without dying. We're definitely God's gift.
Get stabbed. And tell me how you keep going.
We definitely are that. We bleed for 7 days and we don't die. We don't
stink.
We can bear children. Probably.
Some of y'all do stink.
First of all, not stink. I said die. I didn't say stink. I said die. Second of all, multiple children at one time and carry them, sometimes two terms, sometimes before time. We're definitely God's gift. We was made from Adam's rib. Okay? That's the first of all. So, no. It's just, we just, the fuck. We black woman is God's gift. I don't know about white women, but black woman is.
Hey, look. I ain't on this show to debate who's God's gift to anybody. I'm just saying.
I ain't debating. I just have to say what I have to say.
Can the church say A. Graham?
A. Graham? I'm trying to get A. Graham, but my man over here wants to do Baby Shark and shit, so that's me. But that's all I had to say about the topic.
Okay. I ain't mad at that, but I ain't mad at that, so hold on
right quick. You should get a real ghetto girl on here and talk to her and see what her outlook is.
I mean, I don't think I know any.
Me either.
You don't know no ghetto girl? I'm about
to find a ghetto girl. Get you a little ratchet
pussy
on.
Get
your little...
What was I saying?
They let that get into anything. Like, these niggas could have fucking...
Oh, okay. So, back to these niggas.
What niggas? The Simps?
Yeah.
Oh, they everywhere.
So, as I was saying, these niggas are out here...
At the top of the conversation, we talking about simp ass.
Purchasing everything that they don't need to be purchasing. Worth a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread. Yes, coochie is worth a loaf of bread. And a loaf of bread is only about $3, to be honest.
That's the organic, dude. Potato bread, $1, 99 cents.
Now, if you wanna go by biblical terms of a loaf of bread for coochie, I mean, we can do that. And if you wanna go by modern day terms, it's $40 for coochie, to be honest. But either way, why are we paying for coochie when y'all still outnumber us?
Because these niggas don't have no game. They don't have no umbrella.
No, it's not that. It's the fact women found out that men have lowered their fucking standards and will go for any goddamn thing to get coochie. And men back in the day, men's standards were so high that we wasn't going for that shit, and y'all kind of we kind of was giving y'all anything, and y'all kind of was taking anything. No. Then, shit.
No. First, let me go back before I say no. Men's standards was never high because niggas to purchase. If we speak in technical terms, niggas used to purchase little fucking girls from their fathers for like 50 cents to fuck them and get pregnant and to have them raise their kids. Niggas standards.
Look, I'm not talking about out of country villages.
No, we're not talking about this is in America.
I'm talking about the niggas who don't and the niggas who do. Simps do.
all across the board.
Exactly. That's simp behavior.
That's the end goal.
Okay, so if you're saying that, simp, you can't specify just a simp, because it's like 17 niggas out here that won't really do that. It's niggas that you want. Tyree know, because I've shared many stories with him. It's niggas that you wouldn't even think of that saying off the wall stuff just to get a woman's attention. Okay? It's not even just a simp. It's just because they want you to just come. And being as though you're not coming, when they want you, they're going to say, oh, what if I buy you some tacos? What if I give you... $20.
Well, maybe if you feel like you a greedy joke, then you like tacos, then that's the bid to get in.
First of all, it's not even tacos. It could be Cheesecake Factory. It could be TGA Fridays. It could be jerk pit. Like, it could be anything. They're saying something.
So, wait. See. Okay. So, now.
I'm not DoorDashing shit to you if I'm not around you.
That's what I'm saying. It's a difference between asking you. It's the difference between me saying, can we go on a date, and the difference between me not being nowhere near your ass and say, I'm going to randomly DoorDash you, Uber Eats your ass some food, when me and you not even on that level. That's a total difference.
They'll ask some random shit.
Exactly. That's simp ass shit. Bro, that's simp ass shit. If me and her not on that level, if she not even giving me no type of play, if I'm not even close to getting my finger near her butthole, that's simp ass shit. It's simp ass behavior. If you're lowering yourself, if you're lowering yourself as a man to do shit like that to get in with a female, that's simple ass behavior as a man. That's the point of a simp.
So what you're saying is flat out, if you do a period, you a simp, no matter who you is, friend or peon.
Cook. If me and you didn't know each other, and I happen to see you cross my timeline or whatever, and I randomly just DM'd you, be like, look, I'm going to buy you a pair of shoes and take you out to eat or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You didn't know me from Adam or Eve. That's simp shit. Yeah. That's what these niggas are doing. I didn't spend no game with you. All I did was say, oh, I'm going to pay your bill. I'm going to buy you something to eat. I'm going to buy you some shoes. I'm going to buy your clothes. That's simp behavior.
Some niggas only know how to pay their way to get some coochie, though. That's
niggas don't know how to engage.
That'd be their game.
Niggas don't know how to engage with females, so they be like, okay, let me engage with funds.
Funds, get me funds.
Wait a minute.
Funds.
Get you the buns.
It's gonna get me the funds.
The buns.
Well, wait a minute.
She gonna run.
Well, wait a minute now. Are funds getting me the buns in the hindsight?
The funds ain't giving you no buns unless you wanna give the buns.
In some cases, the funds are getting the buns now. Yeah, you know what? Okay, it's funny that you say that, because I just watched this movie from like 2005 recently called Memoirs of a Geisha, right? They like basically like once I got the concept of the movie, it was basically Japanese escorts, because you know geishas dress up from head to toe, you don't see nothing, face paint, all that shit, and the men are called Donnas. Huh?
They training nowadays.
I ain't worried about none of that shit now. But it was set around the 1600s. And it was like the men basically paid these women to see them and to have a nice time with them. They couldn't see nothing or nothing at all. It was like they covered from head to toe, long gowns, sandals, socks, face paint. So you don't know what this woman looks like. And one man eventually would become her Donna. That's, I figured out Donna basically means her John. He was sponsoring her for life, basically trying to get her out of her place. So it's like, that's kind of like what it is with the escorts. It's like, you know, you basically sponsoring the hoe, but
it's technically simp shit, right?
That's basically, yeah, I mean, cause that, the whole time I'm looking, I'm like, this nigga's a simp, cause you don't, bro, you can't even hold her hand. You don't know what she looked like under the dress, none of that shit. Like,
It's $200 for you to hold her hand.
And the whole kill is, these niggas be married, and it's like, you got pussy at home, and you want to go out with a bitch who you can't see naked. So it's like, what's the point?
That's just the selfishness of a man.
It's wild. It's like, you spend all this buku money to sponsor a bitch.
Man, niggas be playing with fantasy, man. That shit be retarded.
It's really dumb because
I can't even fathom doing that.
But that's the whole point. Like, that's the simp shit I can't get past. It's like, you sponsoring hoes that's not even yours.
But
wait, you know what? So if you entertain somebody outside, even though the pussy not at home, is that simp behavior?
But that, okay, but that right there goes into more so putting more effort into your career than your home. And that's where a lot of people fuck up at.
That's why I said majority of people get married because it's a business shit. It's not a love shit, it's a business shit.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, because they're more focused on their fucking careers than their homes.
Ain't no love in the house. Ain't no pussy got thrown in the house. The whole house going outside.
Like, okay, if for instance, granted, just like you said, white kids be shooting up schools and plotting on destroying the world and shit. Black kids don't do that shit. Why? Even though we may not have both our parents in the household, we get love in the house from our parents when they are home. Now, white parents, they're never home. Why? Because Mary and Adam are always fucking working. Even when they get home, what are they doing? Projects and always fucking working. Then it's bedtime. In the morning, on the go to school, straight to work. So it's like, when the fuck do y'all see each other? Then, you know, even on weekends, fucking school programs, after school.